Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a while since I posted or made an episode for the Politica. A lot has been happening on the African landscape when you look at how the politics is being done. You can be amazed. But then again, I cannot talk about this without talking about the elephant in the room, which is a COVID-19, which has disrupted how things are done. And the COVID-19 has exposed some of the inefficiencies in the way African politics are conducted. Let's take, for instance, this week in Zambia. Our case in point today will be Zambia, because that's where I'm based. So I understand more what is happening here than somebody else. But I have a general understanding of what's happening in Africa, around the African landscape politically. So in Zambia, in the last past week, first of all, the number of tests that are being done on the COVID-19 are not sufficient. So on average, the Ministry of Health is doing 150 tests every day. The only time that they did a lot of tests was on the 21st of April, where they did about 360. But that's not enough. Looking at a country like Zambia that has 18 million people and you're doing 100 tests a day, and then you're saying we've got 78 cases, and you are relaxed, you don't not put enough measures to make sure that there is no enough spread, it leaves a lot to be questioned. But then again, curfew was locked down. One of the parts of the country was locked down. But then again, it was not planned. It was haphazard. Nothing came out of that exercise. They locked it down for like 24 hours, did a couple of tests, but nothing really came out of that. So now, when you look at the decisions that are being made and the threat that COVID-19 is having, and how it is ravaging the global economy, you wonder how a country like Zambia, looking at our economy and the corruption that is so predominant in our country. When you look at all those things, and you look at what is happening, and you look at how we are trying to play politics and be cosmetic about the whole approach, now we should fight this pandemic, it scares me. The number of tests that have been conducted since the pandemic broke out is not sufficient to make proper decisions. There have been calls to go for a lockdown and to maybe do more tests. But then again, Africa, I don't know what's wrong with us. We're waiting on donations from the Western world for Bazungus to make donations so of test kits and ventilators. Because the truth is, a country like Zambia has, when the pandemic broke, we had 13 ventilators, the whole country, one hospital in the capital city of the country. Do you see how vulnerable we are? The number of ventilators that we have is not enough. The landscape, the geography of our country is large. Our infrastructure is low. A lot of people don't, the message even about corona is not reaching the people in the outskirts. It's business as usual on the streets. The only thing that has been restricted is going for churches and drinking. Bars, casinos, restaurants have been closed, but malls are open, buses are operating, markets are operating. The president just told people to wear face masks like last week. That's when the whole mandatory face mask wearing was brought on board. But even that has not been properly implemented. We've seen ministers going around whipping people. Not even taking into consideration the fact that they are exposing themselves. We've seen district commissioners running after people and doing all crazy stuff. It's like fun when you look at it from a social media point of view. But when you think about the implications of this disorganized approach to fight against a pandemic, if we have an outbreak like what is happening in Europe and the developed world, if it was to happen here, it would kill everybody. We don't have enough ventilators. Our health workers have not been trained because the last maybe 8 cases have been health workers who are dealing with the people that are sick, meaning they have not been properly, either they're not getting the right PPE or they have not been properly oriented on how to handle this disease because they were not prepared for it. So I'm calling up on anybody that gets to play this because when I started, like the last episode that I did, it was just a tryout thing. That's why it's been like months for me to come and do this. But now I've decided to be more regular and post these things on a daily basis. I want to let the world know what is happening in Africa. Because the news, it's filtered what we get through the usual news media channels. And if you're getting from these global news channels what is going on here in Africa and Zambia in particular, they focus on news that is directly, where they directly have a link, yeah, an interest. But if you want to get our perspective, the people that are living here in Africa and what we're going through, this is a place to be. So leave me a comment. And then from the next episode, it will be a bit more structured. Then we're going to do this. But leave me a comment and let's get interacting. Let's see what we can do.